The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Plant-based protein production is a faster, more efficient, and less expensive way to deliver pharmaceutical protein products than traditional methods requiring complex bioreactors. The company has complied with a request to provide a limited amount of this compound to Emory University.
Hey, hey, everybody. You got the skinny there right at the top. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That was David Howard talking about Ebola and the drug that has been given to Emory. And possibly that compound to be the drug of the future. And that's where we start here on America Tonight, because so many of you concerned about Ebola, concerned about what's happening as far as screening for anybody coming over the border. Is that happening? Well, we've got feds in some of our major airports, so they can't say nobody's thinking about it. They're worried about people coming down with the headaches and the symptoms and all of that. Now, thank goodness it's not airborne. We've said that before, say it again. It's not like SARS. That would be the worst when you think of the whole flying thing. But there still is the way to transfer it through bodily fluids. So most international planes flying to West Africa in the middle of this Ebola outbreak are counting on these new screening processes as they're trying to serve that area. For example, Air France, in some cities, you have to complete health questionnaires and be checked for symptoms, including an elevated temperature, before boarding cards are even issued. Delta said travelers are being checked at the airport in Monrovia, Liberia, one of the hardest countries hit by Ebola, by the way. Trying to keep this disease from spreading through air traffic is definitely a focus for anyone in the middle of this, trying to figure out, okay, we've had 900 deaths, we've had over 1,600 infections, only two airlines have even suspended flights to West Africa. British Airways decided yesterday, they are doing what Gulf carrier Emirates is in pulling back on that. They're not going to do it. U.S. carriers that fly to those countries are still doing it, but they're monitoring it as best they can. So the CDC rather, is trying to train Customs and Border Patrol agents to watch for symptoms with the passengers coming in the U.S. on international flights. So that's one thing American Airlines is talking about. American Airlines, by the way, no flights to Africa. So they've briefed workers on the basics of Ebola and the symptoms. Pre-boarding screenings in Africa, precaution. That's, you got to do this precaution thing. I mean, let's face it. Because why? The mortality rate is off the charts if you get Ebola. It's killing about 60% of the people who catch it. But the historical mortality rate, as we know from talking to doctors here in America Tonight, like Dr. James Hubbard, is 90%. So at least there's some early treatment, but there's no cure for this. That's why that serum, that compound that was just mentioned there, is so critical to get more of that. First of all, to help anyone who would come across it, but also should the unthinkable happen and you start to see some kind of a spread, because you can never say never. Luckily, not an airborne deal. Sadly, there's no 100%. And when they're telling people, oh, it's not a pandemic, don't worry, don't panic, blah, 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 blah. They're telling airlines, screening it. They're sending people to train the Border Patrol guys to make sure they know what to look for. So they got to be concerned somewhat, or they wouldn't jump to that step. Because they don't want an outbreak. And certainly, we don't want to see an outbreak here in the United States. Don't want to see that. We might have another leaker, believe it or not. Ed Snowden, which the former congressman from Texas, Ron Paul, he's pushing for Ed Snowden basically to be pardoned, to get amnesty and come back to the United States. But he's dreaming. That's not happening. Certainly not during President Obama's term. I can't see that, even at the tail end of it. Now the government thinks there's another kind of Snowden deal going on, another leaker exposing national security documents after a terror watch list reported Tuesday by Glenn Greenwald. Remember him? He was the connection to Ed Snowden. That was plopped up on his news site, The Intercept. And the document that they actually used for the article, it was titled Barack Obama's Secret Terrorist Tracking System, and it focused on the databases of known or suspected terror names and talked about half of the people in the U.S. government's shared databases of terror suspects aren't connected to any terrorist group. Well, we know that this is a problem. But to have a list of people on it and to show how many and all that kind of stuff, yeah, that's not good. So we know the Snowden saga. He's in Russia. He's avoiding criminal charges. Now there might be another leaker. And who knows? Who knows? It could be Glenn Greenwald himself who got the information from Ed Snowden. Because remember, Snowden said he has so much more to give. He's not done yet. Snowden certainly is not done. There's more to come. There's more to the Snowden show, let's put it that way. So the leaker is probably, Greenwald, getting the information from Snowden, unless it's just somebody completely out of left field, but certainly doesn't feel that way to me. I think it's coming from him. Oh, and thank goodness in the world of corporate greed, we finally have a pullout instead of a takeover. How about this? Fox withdrew its offer. Fox withdrew $75 billion, its takeover offer for Time Warner. He said he's backing down after Time Warner's engagement. Their board refused to engage in talks. And Fox's stock price declined 11% after the offer became public. So instead, Fox authorized a $6 billion repurchase of its Class A shares and said, we don't want it anymore. Forget it. You thought we had a deal. We don't have a deal. You snooze, you lose. It's Rupert Murdoch. He has the attention span of a gnat. If the average adult has an 8-second attention span, he's got 6. So he probably had reasons to want it and then decided, do I really want to pay that much for it? And the answer is, no, I don't want to pay that much for it. And I think that's part of the reason why he walked away from that. I think it was more about that than anything else. But it's done. It's over with. So I think when he decides he's going to make a deal, you got to stay right on the spot. You want to make a deal? Sounds good to me. Have your people call my people and just send over the check and we are ready to go. Where do I need to sign, Rupert? You're feeling good. I'm feeling good. Let's just sign this thing. If you have the money, I'm willing to hand it over. Coming up, a conversation with Andrew Szabo, another Peel Back the Onion, right here on ATN. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo, branding strategy and marketing expert. Andrew, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent tonight. And yourself?
I am excellent as well, so that makes two of us. I'll tell you what, though, sad story today about this insider attack in Kabul at the base, killing a U.S. major general. And this isn't something new. This has happened many, many times before. I guess a lot of people aren't aware of it, or maybe some people are. But it's the dressing up. It's the green-on-blue attacks, they call it, in Afghanistan. And it's the coalition personnel in Afghanistan has dropped since a high of 44, if you go back to 2012. Last year, there were 13 attacks. So, you know, you have no idea it's coming when the attack hits you. And lo and behold, it's a trick, an Afghan soldier opening fire on a gathering of coalition officers and soldiers at a military training academy, as I mentioned, near Kabul, and it kills a U.S. major general, wounds 16 others. I think it's time to get out of Afghanistan sooner rather than later, because if we're there and we're not full-on participants, we don't need to lollygag anymore. What do you think?
Yeah, and I think what made this even more tragic, I mean, Major General Harold Green was a two-star Major General, so the highest-ranking official to have been killed in the Afghanistan war. And, I think this goes back to strategy, and, you know, I'm a strategist. I'm always looking at, you know, what's the strengths and weaknesses of strategy, and there was no strategy really in, you know, it's one thing to have a strategy to when you go to war, but you must have a strategy for peace too. The strategy, you know, we commemorated yesterday the beginning of the First World War, which was, you know, the war that was supposed to end all wars, in the early part of the 20th century, started in 1914, of course. And the strategy at the end of the First World War and how they ended that was a disaster and really set up the precedent for the Second World War. It's almost as important, or perhaps even more important, how you win the peace. And I think the strategy after the Second World War was much, much stronger. It's one, I think, one of the strongest strategies in a post-war era, where you saw the victors of that war. They really came up with a strategy that created peace in Europe, you know, thereafter. Yes, it was with the Soviet occupation. It led to a different kind of a war, a Cold War, but not a war where there was a major loss of life. Yes, there were wars in other parts of the world, but Europe, relatively speaking, relative to many other parts of the world, has had peace. There was a strategy going into Afghanistan. I see there was no strategy in how we exit out of Afghanistan. There should have been a critical mass of, like in Europe, they left behind, and also in Japan and so forth, there was a critical military nucleus that was left there that ensured that the peace would go on. And Afghanistan, just to pull out lock, stock, and barrel, and out of Iraq too. And we see now what's happening. And the problem is not just in Afghanistan. I think the problem is even worse in Iraq with the ISIS that is committed. They've stated quite categorically that they will sweep over. They started in Syria. We could have stopped them because they're moving from Syria to Iraq. We didn't. And they're committed to carry on the Islamic fundamentalism until, according to their words, until they raise the flag of Allah in at the White House. So they're committed to the destruction. And unfortunately, in their strategy in terms of both in Afghanistan and in Iraq, how do we win the peace?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's very sad, as you said, to see what happened here, to have the highest ranking general, you know, to end his life this way. Just, unbelievable. We're going to be talking about it more here on America Tonight. I want to make sure we get a few other things in. I want to jump to something completely different, but although related in a sense. President Obama's approval rating has plunged to an all-time low. 79% of the people who responded to a Wall Street Journal NBC News poll say they were dissatisfied with him and, frankly, the American political system. This is of no surprise to you, right?
No, I mean, I think the symptoms have been there for a long time in just about every single area of policy. And it's not just the president. I mean, but the president is the leader of the country. You know, at some level, the buck has to stop, you know, with the president. And you can blame Congress. And, you know, people say, yes, Congress hasn't worked effectively. But there's been a precedent in the past. There are other presidents that had to work with the opposition, and they made it work. You saw Reagan in his last years had to deal with Democrats and a feisty, you know, you had Tip O'Neill. I mean, he was no pushover. And Reagan had to work with Tip O'Neill. You saw it in the end of the Clinton administration when, again, this was the reverse. Now the Republicans had taken back control of Congress. And Clinton and Newt Gingrich, you know, again, you know, some, you know, two, one would think two polar opposites. They made it work together because, you know, at the end of the day, whether you're the president, whether you're a congressman, or whether you're a senator, you're there to serve the American people. And you have to, at some level, say, we've got to make this work, and we have to work together. And I think that's what these polls are a reflection of people seeing that there is a lack of leadership. And, you know, at some level, you have to blame the leader of the country, which is Obama. And he can spend all kinds of time analyzing and trying to, you know, analyze. He spends more time analyzing than acting in any way that's going to move the agenda forward and do something to serve the people. And he's failed in every front possible. Economically, you know, people are now falling behind. You're seeing it, obviously, in foreign policy. We're seeing it with the immigration crisis and what's happening on the border. So there's really nothing there. And of course, the health care fiasco as well. So, and I just read the latest is now they're talking next year that it's going to go up astronomically. The people on Obamacare are going to see double-digit increases in their health care costs.
And that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, Andrew, because who can afford that? That half the people can barely afford what they have now. So it's an abomination. That's ridiculous.
Yes. I mean, it's ironic, isn't it? Because I know we call it Obamacare. But technically, the name, right, was Affordable Health Care. And it's just far from affordable. And it's going to get worse.
Yep. Yeah, I agree with you. All right, let's throw one last one out. I mean, there's a couple different directions we could go, but I wanted to ask about this Ebola. Wow, now a flight, that a JFK flight was held because of the Ebola scare. There was a guy who walked into the hospital in New York. He had a headache. He had been in one of the countries in Africa, and they were concerned about him, ran some tests. Did they think that one's okay? But the bottom line is some people think it's too hyped up. Others think we should be worried. I think we just need to be cautious about it. What do you think?
Yeah, I was ruminating on this earlier today, and I totally agree with you, Kate. We need to be cautious. And here's my concern is that, again, this comes back to, ties back to the previous topic of leadership. And this administration has said they promised to be the most transparent administration in history. And they have proved to be completely the opposite. Even their fellow Democrats are now saying that, you know, that they're getting blindsided. They're fleeing from Obama. And here's my concern. When it comes to something as serious, I mean, we've had a lot of serious situations, but the administration seems to have, they want to control the, what they call the narrative, in such a way that it makes them look good. And my concern is that we don't report and that they would suppress what needs to be done, what needs to be in terms of prevention. I mean, I think if you ask the average person, what are the symptoms of Ebola? They don't know. We haven't been informed. So we're not being informed properly. And my concern is that this could really get out of control unless there's proper information dissemination and we have put politics aside.
Yeah, boy, oh boy, I'll tell you. You know, and you've traveled and you've lived all over the place, and I'd say the one thing is, thank goodness, this is not an airborne disease. Although, because it's bodily, we're talking about bodily, bodily fluids, which that can happen easily, too. You'd be surprised, but at least it's not airborne, eh?
Yeah, that is the one thing, but it's very easy to pass on to others. So, yes, you have to be very, very careful.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, terrific stuff again. Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Saba. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Kate, as always, and thank you to all the listeners.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play. Let me see what spring is like.
Each and every show, I invite you to throw in your two cents. If you don't jump on the phone lines at 855-266-5283, you can always catch us 24/7 through the miracle of the internet, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in. On that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Howard, who says, Kate, it is a shame what happened to that general in Afghanistan. Very sad to read the details of that. Seemed like such an honorable man trying to do an honorable thing, helping these people transition. How is this allowed to happen? Apparently, again and again and again and again and again. A very brazen attack, if you will, at a training facility. Only there, the general was, to help in the transition. I say it again. As a former military man, it is very disheartening to see what has happened in Afghanistan and also what is happening in Iraq. Just my two cents, as I've heard you say. Well, yeah, I'm going to echo the same sentiments. He was Major General Harold Green, big-time, long-time officer who was there to train the soldiers. And he was killed. Why? Open fire. Boom. Attack. Right there. They say it's the, if you wanted to think of it this way, it's the most senior U.S. officer since 9/11. And an Afghan soldier was the trigger man. So, talk about having a crisis of confidence for the Afghans and the U.S. Not good. Not good. And, you know, this is one of the things. Sometimes where we are is where it's the riskiest. I mean, you know, a deadly ambush, of course that can happen. But this happens more than people think. So what does it mean? The Taliban can get into whatever situation they want to get into? That clearly they have the links, the capability, and the ties? Yeah. That's what I think it shows. It shows what we already know. The Taliban takes over once we leave. Sounds cynical? Sad, but true, to tell you that, unfortunately, after everything that we've given to that country, and, you know, we're seizing the moments and trying to make them happy, meaning happy in the transition, we're trying to make them work, but there's no 100% way to do this. And the Taliban has big-time, long-time ties there. It's just a routine visit to the National Defense University in Kabul. The shooter was wearing an Afghan military uni and was somebody who had served for some time in a unit of the Afghan Armed Forces. So this is a guy who was a soldier and didn't care and went on a shooting rampage. My, oh, my. This one comes to us from Greg, who says, Kate, first time I've emailed the show, got to tell you, I listened to it. I have a weird, wacky schedule, so sometimes I'm doing the downloading thing from the GCN Live website. I encourage other people to do that if they find that their world is toppled and they're sometimes late and sometimes early, but you get my drift. I've been listening to a lot of the conversation about what's happened at the border, and you've said it many times in the past. You've traveled with the Border Patrol. The bottom line is, it isn't really about politics, folks. It's about security. It's about protecting America, not threatening people who come over, but simply having a way to make that happen legally and making sure that we don't have porous borders. What's wrong with saying we need to secure the border? I don't think that's ugly. Do people really think that's ugly, Kate? Well, it depends on what you're saying. If you're saying, let's line up people with shotguns and shoot everyone who tries to come across, but that's not what you're getting at. So, yes, better security at the border. Think of any place in the world and the security they have at their borders and what would happen if you thought you could just extend your stay or sneak in and try to meld into the society. It's not an easy thing to do. Now, this is the United States. We have open borders, but we also embrace immigration. But the problem is it has to be legal immigration. It's better all the way around. Of course it is. How many of us, we're a nation of immigrants. How many of us have family ties to other places? Of course we do. But the comparisons and some of the weird things that people come up with and how they try to hammer you about opinions about illegal immigration, I just don't get it. Especially since I've been there and I've seen it firsthand. Yeah, it makes, you know, no sense to me. Okay, how about this one from, I like this, Two Squared. Two Squared says, Kate Delaney, you of all people I thought would love this. How about the San Antonio Spurs hiring a female assistant coach? Don't know much about her, but could it be that she ends up being a coach one day in the NBA? Yeah, you know, her name's Becky Hammond, and she played for the WNBA for a long time and decided to retire. She had already kind of dipped her toe into the Spurs well. She was invited to be there with the Spurs and had spent some time with them. And Greg Popovich, here's what I would say about this. Greg Popovich is the master when it comes to executing a game plan with his team. I mean, he's one of the best coaches in the NBA. And he's not politically correct. I don't think he... So I think her hire was strictly... He liked her. He liked her and... Hey, maybe it's okay that he made a little history, but he liked what she showed, having seen her work with the team in the last season with her basketball knowledge and her work ethic and, as he called it, interpersonal skills. So he thought it would be a huge benefit to the Spurs. And she says she's grateful for the opportunity. So who knows where it goes from here. But it could be the road to maybe being the first female coach in the NBA. Of all the sports, I don't think a woman would be a head coach or manager in any of the other sports. If there was going to be a place where a woman could make that happen, it's going to be in the NBA. If. Still a big if. But I think this opportunity is a fair opportunity because I don't think he just does things to do them. So what a great fit for her. And she played her last 8 seasons with the San Antonio Stars, so people know her in San Antonio. So she's trying to kind of, I guess, blaze a trail. She's not looking at herself that way, but she's in that position, actually. And she's not the first woman, by the way, to work for an NBA team as an assistant. Lisa Boyer did it. She was with the WNBA, the Cleveland Rockers, and then she became an assistant coach for the Cavaliers. Just one season when John Lucas was the coach. She's now the associate head coach for the South Carolina women's basketball team. But I do think that this hire of Hammond could mean something for the future. It could mean that maybe she's headed in that direction, but just take those first steps and, you know, we'll see. And she's obviously liked in San Antonio, so that there wasn't a great big risk with that either. Okay, let's try to throw in a few more before I wax on. This one comes to us from Eddie, who says, Kate, Gaza, Israel, that whole crisis. Here we go again. Didn't I hear you say something about a ceasefire? But isn't that ceasefire usually just a Band-Aid? Because it seems like they always violate the ceasefire agreements. What's the latest there? Well, they're trying to make it a longer one. They're trying to make the ceasefire last. So people in the Gaza Strip are going back to their neighborhoods, and some stay at the shelter because they don't really trust it. It's a 72-hour humanitarian pause is what they're calling it. And the close to 2 million people who live along that Gaza area could now go to the market and get food and whatever else they needed. They could not be afraid of what was going to happen in their neighborhood. There have been, in Israel, about 2,300 rockets have landed since July, and there wasn't any sirens going off or any of that kind of stuff. So, you know, really, the human capital is on the Palestinian side. So, very sad. The homes that are destroyed, the lives that were ripped up, 1,900 Palestinians killed in Gaza. 1,900. So how long does it, you know, the ceasefire go on, 72 hours? Will it end up being a long-term deal as long as they can get? The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged the parties to commence as soon as possible to the talks in Cairo on something that's more lasting, on a ceasefire, and talk about the underlying issues. Boy, talking about the underlying issues until they're blue in the face. So maybe this time some kind of a relationship comes out of it. Some kind. But it's tough, boy. You start to slam those neighborhoods. You start to see what's happening, and it's really tough to shake that image. Really, really, really tough to have that happen. All right, here's one more, and this one is from James, who says, Kate, really enjoy the show. I hope you never get tired of hearing that. I like it when people pay you those compliments. I don't think, frankly, you get it enough. Oh, thank you. And he goes on to say, are you bringing back your football deal that nailed the something as far as football is concerned? Because I want to be able to play, and I'm telling some of my friends about it. Yep, absolutely, we're bringing it back. Yes, we are. It will happen on our Wednesday into Thursday show. So really, for most of you, it is flat out a Thursday show. For a couple of segments, randomly pick the game of the week. You could hate football, but you like to play the guessing game. You just guess which team of the team that I pick wins, beats the other team, and what the final score is. Talking about peddling drugs, the Darth Vader of sports. Stay with us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I call him the Darth Vader of steroids. That would be Tony Bosch. If you don't know the name, he's the guy who took down at least 25 players in Major League Baseball. Why? Not willingly. He had a wellness company called Biogenesis in southern Florida, where he was pretty much peddling PEDs to whatever player was interested in Major League Baseball, but not just players from Major League Baseball, also kids. A lot of high school kids took steroids that they got from Biogenesis. And even worse, they were peddling Molly, so pure out drugs. somehow when they got the squeeze on him, he decided to talk and cut a deal. And now he's, of course, he reached a deal to plead guilty to conspiracy to distribute steroids between October 2008 and December 2012. This was inevitable that the DEA was going to pick him up and all that was going to happen. So this is just a move here that they knew that they were going to do. He pled not guilty at the bond hearing in Miami. He was released on a $100,000 bond. His attorney said of the guilty plea that will happen eventually. He signed a pro offer in support of a guilty plea that was entered into court on Tuesday. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 10 years in prison. He probably doesn't get that. Here's the thing. There's all these records and all the access that the DEA had to his clinic. And I'm wondering if there's going to be some more people who will fall into that category of, wow, I didn't know that they were here. I didn't know they were on this list. Some more Major League Baseball players or other athletes, and maybe records of other people connected to it. You know, that Molly is a party drug, and that's pretty serious. He wasn't the only one who was picked up. There were 10 altogether, including the cousin of Alex Rodriguez, because if you remember, this whole Biogenesis scandal, the real highlight of it was what happened with Alex Rodriguez. So this was kind of an early morning roundup, and he was the big one, and he was the one who wore a wire, who squealed, who outed all of those players, and maybe some more. Maybe some more will come forward, not forward, but will be forced to come forward because of some stuff that's found, or maybe it's all done with as far as that treasure trove of information. So U.S. Attorney Wilford Ferris had this to say about Tony Bosch and this whole Biogenesis thing.
Today we're here to announce that charges have been filed against Anthony Bosch, one of the original founders of Biogenesis of America, and six other individuals for their alleged involvement in the illegal distribution of performance-enhancing drugs to minors, to professional athletes, and to others. In addition to our Biogenesis investigation, we also uncovered a separate conspiracy, which involved Carlos Acevedo, Bosch's partner, and the alleged illegal distribution of the drug known as Molly, a dangerous analog of ecstasy, and unfortunately a very popular drug today for our teenagers. These defendants were motivated by one thing, by money. Money. And they did this by lining their pockets, by exploiting the pressures placed on athletes and others to be bigger, to be stronger, to be faster, and to play better.
All right, so there you go. That's exactly, you know, what that was about. It was Major League Baseball investigation. You know, that was the idea to cooperate. That was reached back in June of last year, 2 months before the federal grand jury in Miami began hearing evidence in the case on Bosch and his wellness clinic. So last year, the Florida Department of Health, they don't have a lot of control over the anti-aging wellness clinics. They concluded that after looking into it, they issued a cease and desist letter. They fined him nothing, $5,000, and then even reduced that. So what'll be curious is how much time he gets and if there are other people that will fall out of this, maybe some big household names or not, because perhaps they've gotten it all. Matt, you were following this story. This was crazy. I called him the Darth Vader of peddling steroids, and he is. Tony Bosch's name is huge. A lot of people, just even paying attention to what's happening, not even knowing the sport, know Biogenesis, know his name.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, it's the whole reason A-Rod's out right now. And, I mean, I think his career is probably over from this standpoint. And you're just, I mean, whenever these things kind of come up, you're always wondering if there's more names that are going to get added and involved into the mess that is steroids. And I don't know. I've seen on Twitter a couple of people are speculating that there could be some suspensions coming, but I don't know, and you never know.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You never know. And so that's the thing. Now that they have access to even more, you know, maybe there's something else that shakes out of it. I think he's a thug. I think he's greedy, and he just was covering his own CYA. Let's put it that way. And that's what that's about. So I'll tell you what. Some people say, well, no, because he brought down the bottom feeders in baseball, but nah.
He didn't do that until he was up against the wall.
Yes, until he was up against the wall. He was going to cover up everything he could, and they tried to squeeze him so much. So finally he has no choice when they get him but to cut some sort of a deal to save his own skin. So that's why that happened. That's why he decided that he was going to turn things over, period, end of story. Since we're on sports here, just a quick thing about the Redskins and Daniel Snyder. The Redskins owner, Daniel Snyder, was on one of the ESPN shows, and he said that he's adamant that he's not going to bow to pressure to change the team's nickname because it's not disparaging to Native Americans, but instead it's a term of honor and respect. He mentioned that the team's first coach, who the Redskins were named after to honor his Native American heritage, and Walter Black Tie Wetzel, a former president of the National Congress of American Indians and chairman of the Blackfeet Nation, helped design and approve the team's logo as examples of positive history of the nickname. So that is true about designing the logo and all of that, so Snyder was smart to dig that up. But he really is getting pressured to make a move, to change it. You know, tons of things are happening in that regard. On Tuesday, the Maryland governor, Martin O'Malley, said on his Facebook page that it is probably time for the Redskins to change the nickname. The team, of course, plays in Landover, Maryland at FedEx Field. And he's not the only one. The NFL commissioner, however, excuse me, Roger Goodell, has not pressured Snyder to change the name and has said he stands by his stance that the name honors Native Americans. So how about that? You know, it comes down to this. Should the Redskins change their name? Is there at some point there's just too much pressure and you say, forget it, we're just going to flip the name? I can't imagine. It's so odd. There's so much history with the team, and he's right about the beginnings of it, that it was supposed to be about pride and respect, and that was the whole thing, warriors in a good way. And you tell some people that from an Indian background, they say, oh, that's baloney. But it is, that's true. He's not making that up. That's exactly what happened in the beginning of the Redskins' birth, basically.
I think this whole debate, though, it's kind of funny that another team based in Washington, D.C., the Washington Bullets, which were named actually after a train, changed their name a few years ago after being the Bullets forever because people were worried that Bullets were, you know, too involved with the guns and violence and all that kind of stuff. So they changed their name after being the Bullets since their existence. But this is kind of a racial slur, and they're not able to change it.
I know. That, you know, good point there. Touche. I remember the whole Bullet flap. And so the Bullets, you're right, they flipped. And then the Redskins, you know, Snyder's not doing it, though. He's having none of it. They're going to have to really force him if they want him to change that name. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.